Millage Around Lake committed the whole July 18, 2016.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I'd like to call to order at 7:26 p.m. the rate for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for July 18, 2016. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fred.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of July 5, 2016. We have a motion. I get a second.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Under Committee of the Whole, Sue, any last-minute updates on National Night Out?
Just a couple of things that came up today. I took your advice and I kind of hold it all in the area of the police department on the bike. We didn't really have your money for that. And the Grays Lake has how many people you want. And Brown Lake Heights is going to give us what they have as well. I promise that we give them the money that we make.
Absolutely. Thank you for moving forward on that. I know it's people that are really looking forward to it. There's a lot of excitement with that. I'm glad we'll have it again. Maybe they'll have a really heavy framed bike for the mayor since he's not on a bike ride. Thank you, Chief. Anything else?
We put the sign up today. And just off that topic, that ADP.
Oh, good. Very good. Thank you. Chief, we'll leave it right with you.
The first agenda item summary that we have is the Lake County Metropolitan Enforcement Group membership dues for this year. The dues come to $13,200. And this is the same agreement that we approved every year. There's no changes to it. One thing to add, this year has probably been one of the busiest years we've had since I've been here with Matt and working with us and helping the officers. They've been here probably every week in our officers and teaching. It's really been beneficial. We have a couple offices that are really enjoying what they're sharing. That relationship is starting to
grow. I think improvement from past years, though, about the change in time and office.
And they have.
Thank you, Chief. We'll be put on the consent agenda.
The next agenda item summary is the preventive maintenance program for critical uptime services for our uninterrupted power supply. If you remember last year, we replaced all the batteries in it. It was about $6,000 for that, and we had to have maintenance done on it as well. This program, if we have that device itself will come out, fix it, and not charge labor. Like all that is included, all the parts and labor to fix the machine except for the batteries. And it has, if you remember, that machine has 40, they're a little bit bigger than motorcycle batteries, more like brand new lawnmower size batteries. There's 40 of them in there.
40?
to replace all the ordinary costs. And I highly recommend that we enter into the maintenance program. When they came and did the battery, some of them were in such bad shape they were melting, and they were very near catching the fire. That's just that's the nature of that machine. One's very hot and has a lot of electricity. So the cost of that is $3,600 a year, and that's come out two times in that, in between now and next year, the service to make sure it's
working. Mr. Mayor, just so you know, they've had that problem for quite some time over the other end of town. And what it is that I was aware of it, it's just the idea that I knew it was going to come up. Using the idea that the chief gave us that information during the budget time. It's one of those things that you just have to have done. And unfortunately, the administration before us didn't do a lot. And we're just catching up with them. That problem is too. I suggest that you move forward.
Technology must be maintained. Everybody fine with this?
Sure.
Move it forward. Luke can attest to this. When we first walked up and before the meeting started, I said, are you an Apple guy? Because I can't make notes on my iPad. And if I would have been able to make notes, I would have remembered to do this under Mayor's comments. And two important things that I want to mention. We were at the police department today introducing Public Works and to the police department our new accounting office manager, Carol, and also HR representative, Randy, and introduced the team. And I had the opportunity to talk to Chief. And with a very sincere heart, I told him that I have a desire to reach out to the police department, to our officers, with everything that's going on in this country, to make a statement for them. And I didn't know how to do that and have it meaning. And that's why we have one guy be the chief, because he has really great suggestions. And we all just signed these thank you cards. And they will be mailed to each and every individual officer who keeps us safe every day in our community. Chief, thank you for that suggestion. We'll get these mailed out tomorrow. I asked for a Sue, volunteer Sue, with somebody that might happen to have nice penmanship Sue, if they would add on to the note, we support you, we pray for you, thank you. So, and for somebody with equally as good penmanship Sue to hand address each one of the envelopes. No stamps, no labels. I want this to be personal. Thank you all for signing this. The other thing that I just want to say, over the last few years, we've made a lot of changes. We have made a lot of changes in administration and staff. And each time it happens, the personnel is better. The village is better. But I can tell you what the last few things that we have done, the personnel that we have now, and being able to sit in my office and observe and see what's going on, and taking everybody to introduce to Public Works, to the police department, and the sensation of watching our team manage personnel differently and how it's being done, and the efficiency that's going to create. The doors of opportunity open to say, hey, We have a new HR representative here, and we also have people that support them. And for Steve to set up a meeting and those people, support people, to spend an entire day here in the village of Round Lake to give us the support to get us headed in the right direction. Steve and I met with our planner, Mike Blue, and another door of opportunity for administration to say, here's 10 things on my plate that I can't handle. I'd be happy to do that for you, Steve. All I'm saying is that the effort that we have put forth and the changes that we have made in the last year, the sense that is down there now, the feeling that's down there now, is really cohesive. I mean, there is a sense of a team. There is a sense of change. Management is being managed differently. We're more efficient, finally. I just want to say thank you to everybody here because there's good things, and I see it every day. I feel it every day. It's not just an assumption that's happening. And to all of you people sitting in front of us, thank you. You're a big part of that also. That was the comment that I could have written on my iPad, what it said during the regular meeting. So I just want to put that out there.
Can I add something to that?
Yes.
I think the one part you're missing that maybe the rest of us would like to answer, that doesn't happen without the leadership. And that leadership should be noted as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you. Without any further ado, any suggested new topics? May I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon. All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourned at 7:38 p.m. Thank you, everybody.